The Ramos chapter 2 Mishnah 2, Shnei Achim. So you got two brothers, Umais Echad Mahem, and one of them dies. The Yibai Mashaini Es Aishis Achiv. So the second brother, he dies childless. So the second brother does Yibum with his wife. So he's now got two wives because he's got his previous wife. And he's got this woman who fell to him for Yibum. The Achakach Noilad Lem Ach. And after that, a third brother is born. But this third brother is now a brother who wasn't in the world at the time that the first brother passed away. Vemais, then the second brother dies. So both of the two women would fall, he dies childless, to the third brother. But the third brother wasn't in the world at the time of the first woman's, when she fell for Yibum. So she's forever forbidden from doing Yibum or Chalitza with the third brother, because he wasn't alive at the time she fell for Yibum. So even in this scenario, Rishon Yetzes Mishum Ashes Achiv Shelo Haya Bo Elamo, the first woman cannot do Yibum or Chalitz with him because he wasn't in the world at the time she first fell for Yibum with the first brother. Vashnea and the co-wife, Mishum Tsarasa, because she's a co-wife. And any time someone's a co-wife of a woman who can't do Yibum or Chalitza, the co-wife also can't do, falls away, she can't do Yibum or Chalitza. And then the next clause of the Mishnah, we actually did in the Mishnah yesterday, but he sets it out for the dispute, which we'll see now. Asaba Maimar. So what happens if the second brother, when the first brother passed away, the second brother did Maimar with that woman, the rabbinical marriage, and then the third brother is now born, right? And then the second brother dies, for mace. They don't complete the Yibum process. He dies. We did this in the last Mishnah. So, Ashnea Chalitzas for Lord Misyavemes. So, the last brother will do Chalitza and not Yibum with the second brother's existing wife. Because there was that rabbinical marriage to the first brother's wife, and that's a rabbinical marriage to someone who's forbidden from the third brother because he wasn't in this world. And that rabbinical marriage, we forced them to split there using Chalitza, but we don't allow them to do Yibum, and we actually did that yesterday. That is brought over here because Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Miyavem La'ezimim Shietza, Ocholetz La'ezimim Shietza, he holds in this case over here that no, he can marry by Yibum whichever one of them he wishes, or he can do Chalitza from whichever one he wishes. In other words, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the first, with the Tanakama, and he holds that in this scenario, we don't say that that's the case of a brother, Shelo Haya Bo Elamo, of a brother who wasn't in this world. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he can actually do Yibum or Chalitza with one of the second brother's wives, because at the time that the first brother died, when the first brother died, the second brother did Yibum with his wife. In that scenario over there, then the third brother was born. So he looks at, no, when the Yibum was done, it was like broken at that point, you know, because now the second brother is married to both of these women. So when the second brother dies childless, he holds that either of those women could actually do Yibum or Chalitza with the third brother who is now alive. That's how Rabbi Shimon paskins, but we don't paskin like that. So they wouldn't allow that scenario over there, and both of those women in that scenario would go free. They wouldn't do Yibum or Chalitza because of the, you know, that when the first brother died, the third brother wasn't in this world.